This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, once again, we're speaking with Mr. Hugh Woodward, an expert on DHEA and president of Health2Go. Health2Go researches and develops leading-edge anti-aging and wellness products and provides them to people conveniently and cost-effectively. Today, Hugh will provide the basics about DHEA, then focus on the ways DHEA strengthens the immune system and reduces risk of cancer of all types, as well as the other benefits like helping with counterbalancing inflammation and cortisol. Mr. Woodward, always great to have you, and thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
It's great to be here with you, Eric.
Certainly always appreciate your visits, and thanks for once again taking a moment to be with us here today. So for those that aren't so familiar, get into what is DHEA to kick things off here today.
Well, DHEA is a naturally occurring pro-hormone. DHEA is short for dehydroepiandrosterone, long word, but it is a base building block for the hormones that we produce. Some 50 different hormones use it as a precursor, including all the estrogens and androgens like testosterone. So it is it's a really important androgenic and estrogenic hormone precursor, and does a lot of other good things in addition to that.
Certainly a great way to lead things off and to whet the appetite of what's ahead here. So why is it so important to maintain healthy DHEA levels? Get into some of those details.
Well, humans make DHEA naturally from birth, gradually producing increasing amounts of DHEA every year from birth through puberty into adulthood to about the age of 25. When we're in our reproductive prime as humans, or at our best, and then we begin to produce about 2% less per year each year thereafter. So by the age of 35, most people are starting to notice that, you know, they're just not feeling as sharp and as physically fit as they used to. That's because they're making 20% less of this crucial base pro-hormone. And so their hormones are declining, and that continues. And so by age 50, people are making about half as much of the DHEA that they used to make when they were 25 or in their prime. And this decline keeps happening. It keeps going. And so 60s, 70s, 80-year-old folks are making, you know, maybe 10% sometimes of what they used to when they were really feeling their best and were most physically fit.
Super information there, and thanks for that. Tell us, as we talk about the benefits, what are DHEA benefits? Break that down for us.
DHEA is, as a pro-hormone, as a hormone precursor, hormones drive our energy, our mood, our muscle tone, sex drive, obviously, our quality of sleep at night, mental sharpness, muscle tone and recovery, bone strength, cardiovascular health, immune system support. It's just a really crucial thing in the body, and it does so many different things. Everything from helping with achy joints, because as you mentioned earlier, you know, it helps counterbalance cortisol and that inflammation response, and it also reduces risks of cancer because it supports the immune system in a very crucial way. DHEA is just a really good thing for health and happiness and overall in a general sense.
Today we are speaking with, once again, Mr. Hugh Woodward, an expert on DHEA and president of Health2Go here on eHealth Radio's Health News Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, continuing on, Hugh, can you explain how DHEA helps our skin health and skin care?
Well, DHEA is nothing new. DHEA is something that we've known of for since the 1930s it was first identified. But taking it as a pill is really not the way to do it. If you're going to use a DHEA supplement, the best thing to do is use it as a cream. DHEA is really good for your skin, for one. It's a base for sebum, which is also known as skin oil, and helps with collagen and skin structure, and reduces risks of skin cancer. So it's really good for your skin. But when you absorb it through your skin, you get free DHEA, which is what is a base for the hormones that we produce. Whereas when you take it as a pill, most of it's eliminated by the liver, and so very little of it actually gets into the bloodstream where it can do any good. So that's why you want to use it as a cream.
And that is certainly helpful information. And if you would, speaking of cream, what is Twist 25 DHEA cream, and how does one make purchase or get further details in all regards?
That's important. Twist 25 DHEA cream can be found on our website on the web. It's twist25.com is the website. And there's also a really good blog that you can research and read more about it at blog.twist25.com. So I encourage listeners to check that out. But do go to twist25.com. It's the TWIST, the number 2, the number 5, .com, and look and read and see for yourself some of the information.
Certainly a host of benefits using Twist 25 DHEA cream. Again, folks, for more information, it is twist25.com. Hugh, always great to have you, and thanks for joining us once again here on eHealth Radio.
It's always great to talk with you, Eric. Use Twist 25 cream. Make your own hormones.
And such a great place to conclude today. We've been speaking with Mr. Hugh Woodward, an expert on DHEA and president of Health2Go. Health2Go researches and develops leading-edge anti-aging and wellness products and provides them to people conveniently and cost-effectively. And once again, for more information, visit twist25.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.